part two of our Kauai Lagoons discussion. Today, Kiali Course.
This is Golf Smarter. Each week, you'll get inside information on how to lower your scores through strategy and course management. We'll ask course pros, designers, and architects to reveal their secrets in an effort to improve your game. If you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, subscribe to the Golf Smarter podcast. Here's your host, Fred Green.
Welcome. Thanks for joining us. This is part two of our discussion on Kauai Lagoons in Hawaii. Today, the playing strategy for the six toughest holes on the Kiali course. Joining us again is Todd Stewart, head golf professional of the Kauai Lagoons facility. Todd, on our last show, you told us about the practice facility, how to reserve a tee time, what shots to work on before you play the Mokihana course. Now, we're going to talk about the Kiali course today. Is Kiali and Mokihana part of the same facility?
Yes, they are. We run it right out of the same pro shop. You get your cart. Everything is in the same main pro shop, and you go from there. The tee boxes, the first tee in the practice facility, is actually about 700 or 800 yards away from the clubhouse itself. So once you've got your cart, you just head on up to the practice facility, and the first tees are very close to you up there, which also we have a snack shack up there, the starters up there, all the range balls are up there. Everything's up there. That all you need for to make your way onto the golf course.
Okay, well, that's the beauty of a podcast, that if they want all that information, go ahead and listen to the previous show, then come back and you can hear this information, because we're going to talk about Kiali, the second course there at Kauai Lagoons. To, you know, Todd, you've got to be one of the luckiest guys in the world. You get to play golf in Hawaii for a living.
Yeah, there is a little bit of work involved, but yes, I do get to play as much as I want in Hawaii. And at a facility that I think is very special. We're about to enter the Kiali Golf Course, which is a signature Nicholas design, and it has all right to be. This is one of his favorite courses he's built, and he's very proud of it. He comes and sees the place, especially in the last year or two, a couple times. It's a very special golf course, and it has very much right to be. It's a great golf course to play, and it should be on everyone's golf map.
What's the length of this course?
The length of the course is just over 7,000 yards. 770 is the full yardage from the back tees. We have a couple extra tee boxes that can stretch that yardage out a little bit more, but it plays at 770. And the forward tees play at 54-17. So the forward tees is a good choice for any beginner golfer, because this course is difficult, but those forward tees make it a little bit more less challenging.
I'm sure the views, no matter where you play, are spectacular, but is this on the coast or is this inland Lemoore?
Well, the front nine is runs through the mango rainforest, and then we finally hit the coast about the 12th tee box. You finally hit the ocean, and from that all the way into 18, you're basically got the ocean right to your left and right. It's always in front of you. It's a very spectacular scene. It seems like from the time you tee up on hole one, the holes get better and better and better as the round continues. So by the time you get to the back nine, the strength, the beauty, the design quality of the golf course really starts popping.
Mm. Well, it looks like the Kiali is a little nicer, I should say, than Mokihana, because your first two holes they're going to be the toughest ones to get out there.
The word nice is a good way to put the first couple holes.
But the number one handicap hole is hole number three.
Yes.
And it's a par four.
It's one of my favorite hole designs. And again, it's you're just starting yourself into the rainforest, but the design itself is awesome. Jack really took a good look at this hole, and he really put a heart and soul into this hole. With no ocean views or anything, again, it's my favorite hole in the golf course because it gives you a decision off the tee. We have a bunker right in the center of the landing area of the fairway. So you got to make a decision off the tee to go left or right of this bunker. You make that decision depending on the pin placement. Obviously, if the pin's left, you want to be on the right center of the fairway. If the pin is right, you want to be on the left part of the fairway.
Why?
Just gives you a better angle at the pin in relationship to the angle of the green. Longer hitters, though, make that center bunker out of play. You just hit right over the center of the bunker, but you got to hit it good and solid because the trade is into your face a little bit here, and you've got to hit it about 270 on the fly to actually carry that with the wind. Once you've negotiated that bunker, everything opens up for you. The green is a little elevated, and the trees that border the right side of the fairway are so large they block the wind that you can't feel from the fairway. But when the ball gets above the trees, the wind kicks in and it blows hard from right to left. So it's, you actually have to aim right of the green to keep it on the green. The wind will kick in and blow your ball 20 to 30 yards left when it gets over the trees. So it's kind of a risk reward. You got to aim to the right and let Mother Nature bring the ball back. And because of the elevated green, you think you need one or two extra clubs, go for three.
Interesting. Tell me about the green there.
In the back left of the green, it gets kind of shallow. You got more, the bailout on the green is right. There's more green from back to front than on the right. To a back left pin, you have to have a great angle from the right side of the fairway to go at that Sunday back left pin placement. If you find yourself in the left of the fairway with that pin, don't even look at the pin. Go to the center or the right of the green, and that'll give you a nice forgiving shot to the right, and you just got to lag your 20 or 30 foot putt up there and get away with your par. It says it's the number one handicap hole, but if you play a couple good solid shots, it ends up being a makeable par, no problem. I don't think personally is the number one handicap hole, but it's really close to it.
Well, the next hole, number four, says it's the number three handicap hole. Do you believe that?
This is the hole that I think should be the number one handicap hole, and a lot of local players think so too. If you can, if you note your scorecard, it plays 470 yards from the back tees to a green that is so large, and to a back right pin that you can't even you can barely see the top of the flagstick because of the mounding on the right. It is a spectacular hole. The wind helps you a little here. The 470 plays about maybe about 450. So hitting a good solid shot off the tee, you will get rewarded with having a mid to long iron into the green. You won't have to hit your three woods or even a driver off the deck to get there. You hit a good solid shot, the wind is blowing from left to right. So hit it at the bunker on the left, the large bunker going up the left-hand side of the fairway, and the wind will bring you right back in the fairway. Being too far right in the fairway, where the bailout area is off the tee, basically blocks the view, makes your whole second shot blind to the green. You're safe off the tee, but it makes your second shot very tough. So staying center to center left of the fairway is the chance to make a good par or possibly even a birdie on this hole. But I've seen a lot of bogeys and a lot of big numbers on the hole. So just play for your par or a bogey, and that's what you'll get. If you play for a birdie and try and get aggressive, you'll probably end up making a big number.
All right, we're going to pass over a couple par threes, a par five, and a par four. Before we get to number nine, on any of those next couple holes, are there any birdie opportunities?
Number five, make a three. Number six, the par five, is a definitely reachable par five. The winds are helping you, so there's your birdie hole right there. Number seven, a short par four, a 384. That wind's kind of helping there. So, again, there's another birdie hole for six and seven. There's your chances for birdie. The par three, number eight, make par and get to the 10th tee. Get to the 9th tee. Now we're on number nine, awesome hole again. It plays 459 yards from the Golds. You have a bunker, a fairway bunker that must be about 80 yards long going all the way down the right center or right side of the fairway. It's very protective. Everyone thinks they can drive it over, but usually you can't, especially with the wind blowing hard left to right, which will blow you into the bunker. You will never feel comfortable aiming at either there's two coconut trees on the left side of the rough. If you feel aggressive, you can hit it to the right coconut tree. If you don't feel aggressive, hit it to the left coconut tree. Both tee shots will blow at least 20 yards right back in the fairway. So an aggressive tee shot, go for the right coconut tree. You'll end up in the right center of the fairway. If you go to the left coconut tree, you'll end up to the left center of the fairway. Both tee shots, you're okay. It all comes down to a long iron into a very large green protected by a center bunker, a very small pot bunker right in the center in front of the green. Avoid that bunker. Long is not bad. The bailout is right, but to a back left pin, right side of the bailout area, it's a very tough chip. So center the green again. It's a long par four, so get your second shot just to the center, get your two putt, get your par, and get to the snack shack or the 10th tee.
I think we should go to the snack shack right now.
Yeah.
and hopefully we'll check our scorecard and see that maybe we're close to that 36 that's the par for the front nine, and then we'll go to the back nine.
As we make the turn, we want you to know that we're taking requests. If you'd like us to feature a specific course on Golf Smarter, our email address is golfsmarter@teetour.com. That's golfsmarter, one word, @teetour.com. Whether you're planning a golf vacation, playing in an upcoming tournament, or have a favorite course for which you have a question, please let us know and we'll do a show just for you. Again, here's your host for Golf Smarter, Fred Green.
All right, we're back with Todd Stewart. We're talking about the Kealae course of Kauai Lagoons, one of the two Kauai Lagoons courses. And can you characterize for me Hawaii courses versus mainland courses, the differences?
Well, to me, the game of golf is really a 4 1/4 inch large hole. I know every golf course is the same, but here in Hawaii, you're dealing with a trade wind that never stops, it seems like. So the trades are always involved with the course design, especially here on the Kealae Golf Course. It is such a great golf course and built by Jack Nicklaus. He built this course with the trades in mind. Every long par four has got downwind winds. Every short par four has got, or you're into the wind. But overall on Kealae, the winds rarely are directly into your face. They're usually quarterly or half. There's only a couple tee shots and a couple shots that are into the wind. But to compare mainland and Hawaii golf courses, the grass itself, the greens, they're Bermuda. They're a little slower. There's more grain to it. If you're the superintendent's not verticutting a lot, the grain really tends to get involved with your putting and the reading of your putt. So definitely ask the question, is there a lot of grain in your greens? Because it'll definitely affect your putting. Mainlands, you don't get involved with grain too much. The grass there is a bent or a different type, but it's definitely not a Bermuda. So you just get a little different to the grass itself. The courses, to me, golf is universal.
All right, well, then let's get to the back nine. We're going to start off at hole number 10, which is the number 2 handicap hole. Is it the most difficult hole in the back nine?
I'm giving it the second most difficult because it is a par 5. You do get to make one mistake. And with, as I said just prior to this, there's not too many shots that are right into the teeth of the wind. This is the one shot, the tee shot on number 10. It's the most difficult driving hole in the golf course. You've got a good wind right in your face. You've got bunkers up the right-hand side with out-of-bounds right of the bunkers. You've got mounding on the left, which definitely gets involved with your second shot, so you definitely have to be careful on your tee shot here. But once you've found the fairway, the second shot, again, is in the teeth of the wind. You will end up with a third shot if you hit two good solid shots here to lay up to this par 5 because it's unreachable when you have the normal trades. You will have probably about 120 to 150 yards in for your third shot. This is when you have two good shots. When you mistake one shot from your tee or your layup shot, you end up with a long iron into this green, and the green doesn't like long irons or fairway woods. It's well protected. There's not too much run up here. So number 10 is the hardest par 5 on the golf course. That's how I think of it. But if you can make a par 5 here, you should be very proud of yourself because here comes a birdie hole on number 11. So take your lumps and get to the 11th tee.
But I want to skip over to the 12th tee because that's the number 6 handicap hole.
Yeah, and that's where we first get a good view of the Big Blue Sea from the tee, and it is an amazing view. You kind of actually picture yourself designing this. You picture yourself Jack Nicklaus, and he pictured this hole, and it really does set up for the ocean part of the golf course. It's a longer par 4, 472 yards from the Golds, but the wind is definitely helping you here. It's downwind to the right. So aiming your shot down the left rough line, basically where all the bunkers are, will help, and the wind will help you avoid them. It'll bring the shot back to the fairway. So aim your shot down the left side of the fairway, downwind, and to the right. It'll bring your ball back to the fairway. Having your ball end up at about 140 yards is basically between the bunkers on the right and the bunkers on the left. This is setting you up for a very difficult second shot because now, because the hole bends to the left, you're not downwind anymore to the green. You're crossing wind. The wind is definitely very hard from left to right. So, again, it's a psychological thing that you actually have to aim to the left of the green or even left of the green to get your ball to sit on the green. The ball will move 20 yards to the right. So aiming your shot to the left-hand bunker, short left of the green, is a good target. The wind will bring it over, and you'll end up on a two-level green. If the pin's in the front, it should play pretty easy. But if the pin's in the back, the worst thing you can do is go over the green. It definitely falls off about 15 or 20 feet behind the green, which makes the chip shot a very difficult thing. So do not go long on this golf hole when you're hitting your approach shot. Land short and right is the bailout.
How often do you go long in these holes if you've got the winds having such an impact on everything you're doing?
Well, the wind is an impact, but as I said before, it's a rare thing that the wind is directly into your face. It's usually accordingly off the your left shoulder or your right shoulder, or it's coming a little into you, or it's not directly in, so it's usually helping you. And as I said, let Mother Nature help you around this golf course. That's why I'm aiming left of the green, about 5 or 6 yards left, and letting Mother Nature bring the ball to the right. Don't try and work your ball around this golf course by shaping it using draws and fades. I like to hit straight shots on winds, so let the wind take the ball over. I've had a lot of success, especially on the back nine, by letting Mother Nature do most of the work.
And if you're not playing around like you generally do at home, don't beat yourself up, because this is a very different type of golf game to be playing.
Without a doubt.
So go to the practice facility, get your distances in, and be comfortable with what you're doing, and go out and have fun and play the round.
Right, and we end up, a lot of our customers do have that attitude. They're in Hawaii, they're on Kauai, which tends to give you a little bit more relaxed feeling, and that ends up in reflection of your round of golf. So don't expect greatness jumping off a plane in the middle of the winter months on the mainland and trying to shoot your best score you've had all year. We know you're going to be a little rusty, and this course is set up for like that. We got wide open fairways. The difficulty is the bunkering around the greens. That's just a signature of Jack Nicklaus, and he realized that, and it's an awesome design golf course. When I look at the design of a golf course, I first look down, the bunkering, the fairways, the angle of the greens, how they're slanted. This course is spectacular when it comes to that. Then you look up and you have the amazing views of where you are, the rainforest on the front nine, the ocean, the big blue on the back nine. We actually have slow play concerns because of whale watching. The whales at this time of year, December, January, February, are now breaching right in front of our golf courses, right in front of these greens. So I don't think there's too many places on the planet that have a slow play problem of a 40-ton sperm whale. It's a tough thing to control for our marshals.
Bring your cameras.
Bring your cameras, but please keep up to the group in front of you.
Oh, man. All right, let's go ahead to the final hole of the round. Number 18 is the handicap number 4, and it's a par 4.
Right, and each one of these holes on our Kealey golf course is represented by a statue of an animal, except for number 1, which is a statue of a happy Buddha. Now, the 18th hole statue happens to be the bear. It's a very large kind of golden bear in representation of, I'm pretty sure, of Jack Nicklaus, who's Golden Bear. Well, the 18th hole is definitely a bear. It plays basically into the wind. It's a little off the right to left, so it's going to help the ball move from right to left, and that's where the water is down the right-hand side. The hole plays 431 yards from the gold tees, and with the wind calculated in, it plays about 460. So hitting a great drive down the right center and drawing and bringing the ball back to the center of the fairway, you will still be left with a long iron in to a very difficult island green. So even after a great tee shot on this par four, you still have a decision: should I go for the green or not? Usually the good decision is to lay up short of the water. Then you have a wedge that you can control with the wind to get you close for a par putt. And getting off 18 with a bogey is not a bad thing. It is a very difficult hole. And it's the last hole, and usually it comes down to a bet or to beat your friend or your best score ever. So everyone makes that wrong decision in the fairway. You have to have a perfect drive and a good lie to go at this green. For me, it's a driver 4-iron when I hit it good. So you tend to lay up more often than you should. Get your par, get your bogey, and be happy. It is such a tough hole that Jack Nicklaus decided to make it a par 5. We're going to extend the green a little bit more later in life, but he said himself, it's a very difficult par 4. So when the greatest player that ever lived said it's a tough par 4, don't think that a bogey's bad.
No, I'd be very happy with a bogey after this round.
Yeah, I think everyone should, but everyone tends to go at that green in 2, and they walk off with a double bogey or worse. And to me, making a double bogey on 18 leaves a bad taste in your mouth.
Yeah, you want to get right to the bar.
Everyone does. So trust me on this. If you don't hit your career drive on 18, lay it up.
Thanks for the advice, Todd.
No problem.
That is Todd Stewart, the head golf professional for Kauai Lagoons Golf Facility, which features two golf courses, and that was the Kiali Golf Course.
Well done. You're getting better at that, Fred.
I'm going to keep practicing. I'm just going to have to come out there and play.
It took me about a month or two to figure out the names, too, so don't feel too bad. And you get a little bit more of aloha and Hawaiian spirit once you're out here for a little bit.
Oh, I can go for some aloha and Hawaiian spirit today.
I think we all should have a little taste of that once in our life, or maybe even once a year. People come to Kauai. It's been deemed years ago as island for the newlywed and the nearly dead. Well, that's all gone. It's now the island of discovery and adventure.
Thanks, Todd.
No problem, Fred.
We'd love to get your comments and suggestions about the Golf Smarter podcast. If you have a course you'd like us to talk about anywhere in North America, please send us an email at golfsmarter@ttour.com. We'd love to get your feedback. Also, to help us continue with this podcast production, we're doing some research on ways to find appropriate sponsors that will offer gifts and prizes to our loyal listeners. So over the next couple months, we're taking a survey, and we'd really appreciate it if you could participate. It would help us to know how frequently you listen to Golf Smarter, among other things. So if you could please take a few minutes, visit ttour.com. You'll find the listener survey link right on the podcast page. So go ahead, click on that link, take a few minutes, and answer some anonymous questions. Coming up in the next couple weeks, we've got an interview with Jim Fazio. We had a sit-down with him. It was a fascinating discussion, so stay tuned for that. And also, if this is the first time you've been to Golf Smarter, go back to other shows. Check those out. None of them have anything to do with time. They have to do with golf courses, golf strategy, and course management skills. Because remember, if you know the course, you lower your score. That's why we're here to help you golf smarter. I'm Fred Green.